Finally, I saw the escarpment, a broad, flat expanse of bare rock standing above the top of the storm. I knew every dip of that rock, its cataracts, tunnels, open and secret entrances and scuttleways, the oases at its foot, the deep chambers beneath, and further back into its stone heart. The wind was still blowing hard and throwing up a blinding torrent of sand as we closed on our destination, a small landing field near the main entrance to House Cherag. Then the ship bucked and leapt upwards. At the same instant, my mind screamed, almost a physical shock. I was fighting for consciousness, despair and anger, a bitter taste in my mouth, then another assault driving through my skull. Vak wrestled the controls to stop us pitching over. "Engaging landing sequence," he shouted. The turbines began to cycle down. It was all I could do to sit rigid in my seat. Images, mimetic representations of feelings that were not my own, played across my inner eye. A vertiginous plunge, an alloch I'd once seen, devouring another weaker than it, pulling the head off in its beak, and all of it coming from below. I tried to withdraw from the flow. It didn't work at first. The lights seemed too bright, the sounds too deafening, the feelings too abrasive. Then it abated just enough to let me think my own thoughts again, and suddenly it was gone, nothing but the sound of the storm. "Trouble?" I said. My head was pounding. Vak keyed the communicator. "House control. This is the mining tug Chakut. What in Sakat is happening down there?" "Control," said a voice. It sounded as dazed as I felt. "Reports aren't making sense right now. House defenders are alerted. There's a detachment on its way to meet you. Control out." Vak looked at me and I could feel his puzzlement. "Come," he said. The ship was settling as we stood. The lock was already open and we descended the ramp into the rushing, sand-laden wind. Vak and I waited as four house defenders came alongside and fell in behind us. They didn't speak. They were here to protect us from whatever had happened, but I didn't think they knew what that was. We walked across the sand to the shadow of the escarpment and then into the wide fissure, following it until it twisted left and the wind dropped. There was light up ahead, the opening into House Cherag. Someone was standing there, shorter than most and bent so low by thickened dorsal plates, he grasped onto a thick staff to stand. The plates on his arms were deeply etched with whorls and interlocking spirals inlaid with brassy metal. It was Sek, Cherag's chief advisor. I felt his sending and greeting and responded. "Come with me, both of you." He turned and stalked into the entrance hall, and we followed. Two more defenders were waiting inside, their ghastly blades unsheathed, and they joined our group, leading us. Everything was in motion and sensation crowded the air, all of it ill, so that our surroundings seemed washed out of any meaning at all. We passed into a length of corridor at the back of the hall. "Sek!" a voice rang out from the far end. Even before I looked, I recognised the presence, Hierarch Cherag. We hurried to join his group and together climbed a short flight of steps. There was a shout ahead, a renewed sense of urgency. I saw an adept run through a doorway. There was such a feeling of horror and disgust coming through that opening. I didn't want to go any further, but there was something familiar too. A crash, and a defender appeared in the door, huge arm coming down in a figure that skipped aside. Suddenly, Rika was rushing towards us, but it felt nothing like him. My thoughts were dashed aside by waves of anger and hatred. The defenders in front of our group closed in, but the corridor hampered them. Rika passed between them, heading for Cherag. I thrust forward, my instincts taking over, and grabbed at Rika. As my claws closed in his torso plates, I almost lost himself, caught in a sudden, rushing sensation of madness, as if I'd become untethered from the world. We clashed together and fell. Everything stilled. I rolled on my side as Rika was plucked off me, lifeless or just unconscious, lifted in the strong pincer of one of the defenders. I couldn't understand what was happening. I knew Rika as I knew my own self. He would never hurt anyone. Sek brushed grit and dirt from my shoulder plates before I stood, and the defenders formed up again in front of us and behind us. "Come," Cherag said. We entered the room.